Well, corn is running a little lower and soybeans are a little bit mixed. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Tessenderlo Kerley. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures right now, they are trading anywhere from 1 to 3 cents lower. Soybeans are anywhere from fractionally mixed to a penny higher. We'll look at those numbers in just a moment. On Monday, May, corn rose almost 2 cents. Soybeans rose a little over 3 cents, but wheat dropped almost 8 cents. Added rainfall chances weighed on the wheat market. Before Monday, the corn market had closed lower in five of the last six sessions. Soybeans had technical support on Monday, and we saw that expecting to be a quiet day for reports, with investors and traders closely monitoring developments in the Middle East, especially as President Trump's deadline for Iran to agree to a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz approaches at 7 p.m. U.S. and regional mediators reported on Monday that Iran rejected a proposal to end hostilities for 45 days. Iran's counterproposal was deemed not good enough by Trump. Crude oil remains firmly above $100 per barrel as the conflict continues. The Dow right now is trading up 83 points. European and Asian markets are also higher. On the livestock side of things, cattle futures were able to hold on to gains. Live cattle again moved into new contract highs. Hog futures experienced incredible support, with contracts opening higher and never looking back, closing above technical resistance. Box beef prices were higher as well. Opening cattle calls will be higher to mix. Hogs look to be higher today as well. We'll look at the numbers next.
To Tessenderlo Kerley, manager of agronomy, Zach Ogles, tells us what their products, Thiosol and KTS, can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of the sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen, getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
May corn is down 2 3/4 at 451 and a quarter. December new crop down 1 3/4 at 481 and a quarter. May beans up a penny at 1167 and 3/4. November new crop up a half at 1157 and a half. Soybean meal is down 90 cents at 315.70. Soy oil up 36 cents at 70.31. Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 591 and 3/4. Kansas winter wheat down 4 1/4 at 604. Kansas spring wheat 5 1/4 lower at 632 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents at 640 and a half. Oats down 2 3/4 at 346 even. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.